settle into your seat for meditation, you might notice in the first moments this gathering in or assembling of your energy. How you draw in your gaze, and you invite the body to settle towards stillness. And you bring the mind in from the fields of thought, planning and remembering story. And you bring your attention out of the realms of story and image and into the sensory experience of the moment. You feel your breath, or you feel your body in the posture. Maybe you feel your tiredness or restlessness or the sweetness of landing in stillness. As we assemble our energy, metaphorically drawing it in toward the central column, there's a steadying of mind and heart and body. And depending on the conditions that are affecting us right now, what's happening in our life, what we did today, how the body's feeling, how the mind is feeling. That assembling or stabilizing will go a certain distance toward pleasure, stillness, stability, brightness. And it might be more of those things, more still, more bright, more stable than it often is, or less than it often is. Some days the mind is stronger than others. Some days the body can find its the pleasures of stillness, other days it can't. Just noticing how far it goes, and what's the place where it comes to rest, a certain amount of stillness, steadiness, gentleness. And then connecting with how that feels. If there's a calming, feel the calming and see if you like it and what you like about it, what feels good about it. Same if there's if it's energizing, notice if you like it, what it feels like. And particularly notice the quality of steadiness of attention. You feel what it's like when presence, non-distraction, sustains for a little while. There's a quality of stillness in the mind, the heart. This continuity of focus and stillness that we cultivate in meditation. And what exactly you pay attention to, like the breath or the body, isn't as important in many ways as this basic quality of stillness, inner stillness. but because the quality is subtle and the objects of the senses pull us so easily away. We use an anchor like the breath or the body or sounds sometimes. Just as something to focus on that's always present, fluctuates a little, but in a kind of rhythmic or steady or ongoing way. We can just tune in to the rising and falling of the breath. Or the subtle sensations through the whole body. And just stay with them. And in the staying with, attention itself becomes steady. And the subtle quality of inner stillness grows. And the pleasure in that inner stillness grows. And then notice that as you settle into this one thing, riding the breath or the body, staying as continuous as you can with presence, clear seeing, stillness. So often, pulling us out of that quality, the mind, heart wanders. A story, a thought, an image, something happening in our life, past or future, appears, fills our being for a moment. We forget instantly what we were doing, or we lose it, we lose the thread. And our attention can go a little or a lot or fully into the realm of story or image, words. And it might seem like the right thing to just notice it and come right back. And as practice matures, that becomes easier and easier to do, to just to know that there's a pull away from presence. And even before the thought forms, or after it's formed, not giving it any more energy, immediately returning to connection with breath and body. But in the beginning, very often, distraction is repetitive. It has a charge to it. The mind is anxious or fearful, frustrated, complaining, doubtful, critical, or foggy, unfocused. And so we can practice with distraction, not by engaging with the story that's coming, trying to figure anything out, or even trying to get it to go away, but by feeling it as an energy in the body. That when there's worry, there's a charge through the body you can feel. A little buzz or a contraction or an emptiness. As if the thought itself is a cellular or muscular activity. So I'm steady, calm, present. Mind wanders. I notice that I've forgotten the breath, and in that moment, body reappears. And I feel the body and how it's resonating with the charge of that distraction, whatever it was. Whether it was pleasant and there's a kind of grasping energy in the body, whether it was unpleasant and there's a fear or aversion energy. Whether it's neither of those and I'm just a little collapsed or overwhelmed or fogged out, spaced out. You can feel in the body the quality of this energy. And if it's not too intense, I just stay with it, in the body, breathing with it. I've returned to the present, to the breath and the body, and now I'm just tracking the energy that's there connected to this thought, this distraction, and you just stay with the energy, the vibration, the sensation. Mostly it settles. And as it settles, that baseline of stability and ease reappears. And I rest into it once again. Sometimes when I try to connect with the energy in the body, it's too much. Or it starts to expand in a way that feels too much. And if that's the case, then bringing attention away from it, letting your eyes open, feeling yourself in the circle, not trying to feel it through the body, but just know that it's there. Notice that when the energy amplifies, the thoughts want to amplify. And as best you can, not following them, letting attention rest in the room, this moment. See the floor and the light, the people. And when the charge again subsides, just beginning again, settling into presence. Simplicity. And again, just riding the rise and fall of the breath. Or the body. deepening into stillness. And ease.